Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. We all need to be thinking about our lymphatic system and how to detox and maintain it. There's a system that cleans our body, and when it's not flowing, we fill with our own cellular waste and fats that, you know, limit our health. On today's show, I'm explaining how to lose weight and keep it off by reducing inflammation. If you have been unsuccessful in losing weight, you may have a problem with limited circulation and inflammation. You can gain more control over inflammation, your weight, and health by maintaining your lymphatic system, your body's sewage treatment system. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you lose weight and improve how you feel physically and mentally. That's one thing about the lymphatic system. When we maintain this one system, we help many health problems. For the past 24 years, I have been helping clients to improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published in 2006, and it explains how when our lymphatic system becomes acidic, we fill with our own cellular waste, and this is the basis of all of our health problems. Everything I wrote in 2006 has come true. Type 2 diabetes, insomnia, breast cancer, heart failure, most neurological diseases like MS, Huntington's, Parkinson's, ALS, have all been linked to cellular waste, even osteoarthritis and arteriosclerosis. So we have to start looking how most of our health problems are about cellular waste building in our body, and it's simple to understand. Once we know we have a lymphatic system that must remove that cellular waste, and we're ignoring it. I also help people in Scottsdale, Arizona. I do Lymphpractic. It's work I developed, and it gets to the root cause of your health problems. Over a few sessions, fully closed sessions, I help improve your lymphatic system to reduce toxicity in your body and inflammation, and your health and life changes. You feel better. If you live out of state, I coach clients globally on improving their lymphatic system. We can use phones or Skype. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness or having a healthy and happy life. And we all deserve to have a healthy and happy life. We just need to have the right science. So have you been having a hard time losing weight? I'll tell you, you're not alone. Many people, two-thirds of our population, are having problems with weight. And research in the last year has shown that inflammation plays a role in why some people find it difficult to lose weight. Inflammation has been found really to be the root cause of most disease. And hopefully you'll stay tuned, because it doesn't matter if you can't lose weight, you can't gain weight, you have headaches, migraines, or pain, or weak immune system, this information is for everybody. And again, if you want to gain more control over your weight, you have to understand this emerging science of the lymphatic system. Now, some people can't gain weight. This science can help you too, because if your lymphatic system isn't able to clean your organs well, then your organs fill with cellular waste and they don't want to function. You don't want to eat. You don't want to do things. It affects you mentally and physically. So this really is for everyone. But there's no doubting that when you are overweight, it increases your risk of major health problems. Metabolic syndrome, heart disease and strokes, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, gallbladder disease, gallstones, osteoarthritis, insomnia, gout, depression, breathing problems, kidney problems, liver problems, whole body pain. Doesn't matter. I wrote a book and I have a course online how all of our health problems are due to cellular waste. And when you get my information, I don't only tell you about the problem, I teach you what to do to correct the problem. So to lose weight and improve your health, you must include the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. Two studies in 2005 linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. And basically, they took mice. They damaged the gene that made healthy lymph vessels in the leg of the mice. And the legs got fat because the lymph vessels were leaky and they had holes in them. They couldn't absorb. So I don't believe that's happening to us. I believe we're all just overly acidic or congested or dehydrated, and that limits our ability of our lymphatic system to work, because if we were born with leaky lymph vessels, then we would be born having weight problems. And normally this occurs later in life. As we get older, we get heavier and heavier, as our lymphatic system becomes more congested. So when your inner body is in balance or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax. And this is really the whole key here, is that when we're acidic, our body constricts. It can't give up waste, and fat builds in our tissues. And when we're more alkaline, more in balance, our body gives up waste more easily. You add a little bit of exercise, a little bit of supplements, a little bit of self-drainage or getting a lymphatic session, and you gain control of the lymphatic system. When you learn to maintain your lymphatic system, you will lose weight, but most importantly, you will also lower your risk of disease and feel healthier, more alive. We're all living ignoring our lymphatic system. And it's not me who's saying this. Dr. Oz has written that the lymphatics are ignored in medicine, and that is the next frontier in health and disease. So for your lymph system to flow, we have to understand that fat is really about stubborn tissue that's all congested. Lymph flow and circulation can't get through those tissues well. And for your lymph to flow and pick up waste that is building in your body, you need to balance your pH, and then you'll lose weight, and you'll also be able to keep it off. So we have to understand, what is pH? pH stands for potential of hydrogen, and it's a way to test whether a solution, in this case your urine or saliva, is acidic, in balance, or alkaline. So if you haven't tested your pH, this is something we need to do. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14, and again, we want to be about 7, 6.5 to 7.5. It's a very narrow range. But when we come out of that, either to alkaline or to acidic, but we know that we get damage in our cells, but we know we spend a lot on antacids because we spend billions of dollars on antacids. So we know we have an acid problem. So in the body, we need to test saliva and urine, and you use pH test strips. I like Voxa pH test strips, and I did a blog on how to test pH. So just look at that. I don't want to go into that here. It really is just very simple. You fast for an hour and a half to 2 hours from nothing by mouth, and you test your saliva and urine pH. You do that a few times a day, and you can have water up to an hour before the test because we don't want to get dehydrated. So I have always had a weight problem, carrying 40 to 50 extra pounds most of my adult life until I started maintaining my lymphatic system. I would really just go up in weight and come down in weight with each diet I tried, and they call it yo-yo dieting. But it's more about getting on a lifestyle that will help you. Because when we don't have the right lifestyle, where we're eating different, I know when I eat wrong, in a matter of hours or days, I could begin to bloat and gain weight just by eating more acid foods and ignoring my lymphatic system. You know, I've been doing this for 12 years, and I tell you, I can really lose weight and gain weight depending on what my focus is. If I want to ignore my healthy eating, and it's not about being perfect, it's just being more aware of the food you're eating, then I lose weight. When I go back to eating my old habits, which, again, I don't want to be perfect. It's very hard for me, but I do understand the value of eating much more vegetables. So it really is simple. We just have to start being aware of our lymphatic system and the fact that we have to eat more alkaline. We have to take a few supplements like magnesium, and we have to exercise, not an hour or two, but at least 15 minutes a day. We have to work at balancing our pH and improving our lymphatic system to lose weight. Let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of LymphPractic. My work is fully closed. I will tune up your lymphatic system and make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind, really more relaxed than you've ever felt in your life. And over a few sessions, you're going to feel better. You're going to start to lose weight. And this is really just the right use of science. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. It makes a difference in your life. And I developed a course. It's an on-demand virtual course because I deal with so many people who are calling me about this. I decided to make a course that's affordable because if you needed to really learn this from me, it would probably take about 5 hours of coaching over a month, and that, you know, can get expensive. So I developed a course that over 14 days, you're going to get my information, and it's going to change your life. and you have it for life. So check the course out. It's normally $200. It may be on sale now, but it's normally $197. And check that out. So it's my course is really simple. It's boost your brain, detox your lymphatic system, boost your brain, weight loss, and life. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help improve your lymphatic system. It really is life-changing. So what can you do to help you lose weight and keep it off? Understand the lymphatic system because, look, there are hundreds of diet programs, and they all have different things. I believe Weight Watchers is probably the best because it allows you to eat a lot more fruits and vegetables for no points. But when we do keto diets or paleo diets, typically people tend to get a little more acidic, and we want to avoid that because when we become more acidic, we at first may lose weight in ketoacidosis, but then we're going to start to gain weight because when we're acidic, we hold on to waste that's in our body. So really, diet is important, but it's only one of the 5 steps I talk about in my course to improve lymph flow and health. Look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or alkaline forming? I know I was eating mostly acid foods when I first learned of this. Fruits and vegetables are alkaline. Grains and meat, protein are acid forming. Limit processed foods, grains, red meat, sugar. Grains may be the biggest offender to limiting weight loss. And you'll be able to eat them again. Just limit them now. Pasta, bread, or tortillas. We really have to avoid all these things. As soon as you eat a piece of bread or tortilla or some pasta, it changes your pH to a little more acidic and you begin to congest and bloat. I mean, this is science, but nobody understands what's going on. Understanding which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body can make a big difference. So check out my acid-alkaline food chart on my homepage. It's on the bottom. There's a link for a PDF. Put that on your refrigerator. HealthyLymphSystem.com will get you there. Talking about eating, a lot of research is coming about fasting. So we want to do intermittent fasting where we don't eat for a set period of time. Most people do this. They don't eat for 8 hours. I mean, they eat for 8 hours a day, so you have to choose what 8 hours you want to eat, and then stop for 16 hours. And maybe you can have water and some fresh vegetable juice during those 16 hours. But the idea is to give your body 16 hours to break down waste. Now, if you can't do 8 hours, maybe do 10 hours. So you're going to 14 hours, but you're getting close to that 16 hours makes a big difference. And the research showed that no matter what diet you ate, you lost weight if you did the eight for 8 hours and did not eat for 16 hours. We also want to take magnesium, right? Things that buffer pH in the body, potassium, baking soda. Have a daily green drink to help get rid of, again, a lot of the acid in our body. Epsom salt baths. I love Epsom salt baths. I take 1 or 2 a week. If I can't get into a bath, I soak my feet in a bucket I have that my feet fit into and go up to about my calf. In a bath, I put 2 cups of Epsom salt, 1 cup of baking soda, and in a bucket, I put a quarter to a third of a cup of baking soda and Epsom salt. And it's amazing how relaxed you feel just soaking your feet for 15 to 20 minutes. And that gets absorbed into your body, goes up into your tissues, and again, gets circulated through your body. So Epsom salt gives you magnesium, and the sulfates in the Epsom salt gives you nitric oxide. And nitric oxide relaxes your muscles, reduces blood pressure. It really makes a difference. We also want to take magnesium at probably around anywhere from 400 to 800 milligrams, depending on what medications you may be taking, because medications make us acidic. We need curcumin. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. And systemic enzymes are probably the most important because they break down cellular waste and they improve circulation in the body. We need to be hydrated. Drink water with minerals. We need to do daily exercise. Good posture. And I'm not talking about an hour, right, of exercise. I'm talking about, doing 15 to 30 minutes daily, maybe 15 minutes twice a day to keep circulation going. Good posture. Stand straighter. Deep breathing immediately moves waste through your body. And lymphatic drainage sessions, all learning self-lymphatic drainage at my website. Self-lymphatic drainage is like dry brushing, but every time I see somebody dry brush on YouTube, it's really not that accurate. So if you want it accurate, and people tell me mine is very detailed, but it's a simple 8-minute routine that will help you learn how to take care of your lymphatic system. So check out my course. It really is life-changing, 7 lessons, 30 easy activities. The goal is to help balance the body, to improve lymph system. On Thursday's show, I will be explaining how to help asthma with lymphatic system detoxification. Now, many people think that's just for children, but I'm seeing many adults who get it later in life. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think and lose weight, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Tell someone about our website and course. Have a balanced and joyful life.